Good afternoon, Robert Morris University. Welcome again to the Two Broke College Students. I, of course, am Dan, and across from me, as always, the crown jewel of the show, it's Mia.
Oh, yeah, it is Mia. I didn't even have to speak.
Say hi to the people.
I am saying hi. That's what I'm doing is talking.
All right. You want to mention that this is the special edition of the show?
We have our Christmas spectacular today. We're back from break. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, that's okay. It's good to jam along. We got lots to talk about. Some good gift ideas because, hey, you know, gifts aren't only reserved for Christmas. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everybody wants a gift this holiday season.
Actually,
that's what we got for us today.
And actually, Hanukkah starts earlier than Christmas, so... Almost happy Hanukkah for you people.
Yeah, definitely. Get your gift ideas ready. So that's awesome. If you want to request anything, request a song, you can Facebook us. Hit us up on our Twitter. We also have our call-in numbers. They are
412-397-6816.
All right.
412-397-6817. Also, if you do want to request something on Twitter, you can do so using the hashtag TBCSXmas.
Yeah,
and so
Dan
I think
already took care of that for me. I was going to rattle off the number.
All right. Well, see, sorry about that. Let's get started with
Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Thank you for letting me take that away. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you.
Christmas, it's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'll be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
All right, before Dan gets a word in, so he can't trample me this time, I feel I should get to introduce the next song.
Isn't Trampled Underfoot a Led Zeppelin song? Anyway, moving on.
I'm not a Led Zeppelin fan. I don't know. Maybe I should be, though. I've heard they're pretty good. He's giving me such dirty looks when I said that, but I had to interject, people. I felt suppressed. It was co-host chaos. But anyways, we're going to keep it modern for just another little bit. And this is Happy Christmas, War is Over by Maroon 5.
So cover. This is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you had fun. The year and the dear one, the old and the young.
Maroon 5's cover of Happy Christmas, War is Over, originally by John Lennon.
Probably better by John Lennon.
Of course.
Just kidding. I love Maroon 5.
Now I think it's time for Story Time with Mia, which will transition us into our next song.
Oh, geez. So anyways, our next song is NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. But the reason he says Story Time is because NSYNC is probably one of like my favorite boy bands, without a doubt. I love them. If anyone says One Direction or anything, no. NSYNC, the original, they're the best. Backstreet Boys are pretty good, but I was an NSYNCer more. But anyways.
They sounded the same.
You know, NSYNC was just so good, and then they broke up, and it broke my heart, okay? And the Backstreet Boys, they're all, like, out, you know, trying to be cool now, but they're just washed up, and, you know, it's not the same. Anyways, NSYNC, It was my first concert when I was 3 years old, and I loved it, and I got NSYNC binoculars, and it was amazing, and it was so great at Heinz Field. So
you should bring those in, NSYNC binoculars.
I got rid of them. I was 3 years old, Dan. Get with it. But yeah, actually, the coolest thing is it was either, I think, the first concert held at Heinz Field or the last concert at Three Rivers, but I think it was the first concert at Heinz Field after it was built. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on that. Dan's about to go Google that because he likes to fact check me all the time. So, but anyways, we'll let you know after the song if I was right. Hopefully so. This is Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas,
yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
August 18th, 2001.
Ooh, yeah.
Innocent.
First concert at Heinz Field took place August 18th, 2001, and it was performed by none other than NSYNC.
Yes, and
ding,
I was
ding,
there.
Ding.
I was there. Actually, they weren't that good live. They kind of looked really old. I remember telling my mom that. I was like, they all have gray hair. Like,
see, usually
might have been the lighting.
Usually it's the other way around. A band is better live than they are recorded, but...
really depends anymore since, like, you know, auto-tune and everything.
If it's
else
Kid
like
Rock,
that.
No, because he's one guy that plays all the instruments, so it's never going to sound as good.
Have you seen Kid Rock live?
No, but I've heard things, and it's...
Oh.
I've seen Paramore live, so there you go.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks to NSYNC on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
We are going to take a...
Oh,
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with a segment, which is...
Oh, geez. Well, we have the 21 best gifts you should have when you're in college. If you don't have them, buy them for yourself. If you're feeling generous, hey, it's the season of giving.
We'll be right back in just a second. So hold on.
Pizza Di Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU student specials. Get a 16-inch extra large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Di Casa. From our Di Casa to your Di Casa. Fresh and delicious.
All right. Thanks to Pizza Di Casa for sponsoring Robert Morris Radio.
Yeah. Thank you, Pizza Di Casa. And it's a great place to order from while you're studying for finals. So keep it in mind. I know we got a ton of finals coming up, and it's next week. I hate to remind you guys, but remember, we're a week away from break and Christmas and the holiday season, and Hanukkah's coming up and all these great times. It's going to be fantastic.
Along those lines, you know what else is good for finals week? Ice cream from Kipps.
Definitely. Kipps ice cream still open during the season. And if we get some more active listening from our listeners, then we'll be able to give more giveaways, right?
Listening from our listeners. Nice.
I know. That was so redundant. My apologies. You know, I'm just going off
script. Hopefully it doesn't go bad in this next segment.
We
21
no script,
gifts,
though, so.
The college kid.
Oh, yes. 21 gifts. Thank you, Dan. First gift, speaking of Pizza Di Casa, we got a portable pizza pouch that ensures you're prepared for any and all pizza-related emergencies via stupididiotic.com. So check it out. Go on the website and get your friend a pizza pouch. I know he wants it for his parties. A bed tent for where you need to hide from the world or your roommate for a bit. And that's from Bed Bath & Beyond. So,
Ooh. Yeah,
Dan shops there.
From the Beyond department, I think.
Oh, that was so funny. I still laugh at that. You know, me and my mom tried to go find the Beyond one time after watching. That was featured in the movie Click.
To Infinity and Beyond.
Adam Sandler, if you're not sure. So.
Not a sponsor.
Oh, if he was, man, that would be great. A flask bracelet. It's kind of gaudy looking, though. It looks like a big, like, ring.
Yeah, it looks like a... Looks like a life thing you would throw out to someone drowning in the ocean.
Yeah, like a life preserver.
Don't buy that.
It holds one shot. You can get it from Nordstrom.
Whoa, Ross Park Mall.
I wouldn't even think Nordstrom would sell it. It's so tacky looking. But anyway, a pillow to make the toughest long-distance relationship a bit easier. It's cuffing season, so for you long-distance lovers, we got one with... Your pet, obviously. Get a custom pillow that looks like your BFF or your BAE bae here at Etsy.com.
Oh, God, that word has to die.
Jeez, Dan. It's the season for giving, not giving
hopefully
insults.
Hopefully we find a new word for your crush in 2016.
Oh, geez. Well, here's a sticker for Dan. It says, "You tried," and it's a star.
I've gotten that a lot, actually.
You can get it from Redbubble.com. All right, everybody needs these at their party. I know I need these at my parties. Teeny Red Cup shot glasses.
Yes.
Because college. Get them here via homewetbar.com. A microwave pasta cooker. Not to be confused with a ramen cooker, but I bet you could cook ramen in it. But anyways, it's from Amazon. They have pencils that get your stress levels. Snap in case of frustration, one says, and professional giver of no beep. So they're perfect for finals. Buy them at this website that wasn't disclosed. So, but who uses like regular pencils anymore? If you're not using the clicky ones, you know,
mechanical.
I like to call them digital for some reason. I like call the other ones analog. I don't know why. I forget.
Get your digital pencils.
Get your
on
digital
Amazon.
Pencils. $3.99. But really,
I think Apple sells one of those actually.
Yeah, but nobody uses those analog pencils anymore. So, this mug that's also a French press. Oh, nice. Because doing the dishes suck. Available from thinkgeek.com. Now, everybody needs this. I know I do. A pocket-sized bottle of sriracha to spice up any bland dining hall food. Cough,
yes.
Cough. You can get it from sriracha2go.com. It's a great stocking stuffer, am I right?
Yes.
Here, Dan, if you'd like to transition and read a couple.
All right. these fruit-based tablets that make sour, bitter, and acidic food taste sweet. And I don't know how this would work, really.
Apparently, like, I read the description, and the person said, like, they got one, and, like, they ate it, and then they had, like, all this spicy food, and he ate, like, a hot pepper like it was an apple.
Yes, it says an entire bell pepper like it was an apple. Oh, yeah, and they make bitter alcohol taste like cotton candy. Buy them here. And
the website,
which is mberry.us.
That's us.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
A clock that runs backward for the inevitable all-nighter. Yay, denial! Get it at spencersonline.com.
Oh, Spencer's Gifts. You can find Spencer's. Lots of neat stuff there.
Yes, and lots of inappropriate stuff I can't mention online.
Oh, geez, Dan. Way to get your head in the gutter.
A cookbook to cure rough mornings. The Hangover Cookbook.
Oh, that's great for any college student or your crazy uncle.
Modcloth.com, ladies and gentlemen, modcloth.com.
Love Modcloth. They have really pretty dresses. If you're a girl, you should definitely
Next one on this list, a game of drunken Jenga. For added fun, the blocks have challenges on them.
Ooh.
Buy them on Amazon.com because you can get anything on Amazon.
That is right. Wish Amazon would sponsor us. Still waiting. Still waiting on that.
Come on, Amazon.
Yeah, get back to my email.
A cute pair of heated slippers to brave cold dorms with.
Yes. Dorms are freezing.
And of course, it's even better if they look like narwhals.
Yes! It's got a little unicorn.
You can buy them at smokeonow.com.
Little unicorn horn thing. Because it doesn't have a unicorn on it. It's just got the horn.
I won't make a joke, I promise.
Jeez.
A stress ball for when you're ready to curl up in the fetal position. And it looks like a person in the fetal position, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Or if you just want to crush somebody in the fetal position in your hand, it's good for that, too.
It me, it you, it us. Amazon.com.
Oh, nice.
Next up, we have this set of pizza necklaces to split with your crew.
Aw, how adorkable.
Wow. Etsy.com.
Okay, keep scrolling. We got a couple more.
A hamper that's cool enough to leave out of your closet.
It looks like a laundry thing.
Bonus, more closet space. Available at Bed, Bath, and Beyond once again. It's called the Honey Can Do.
Huh.
For those of you that are actually interested. A gorgeous tapestry that transports you to the great outdoors.
Actually, the brand is Honey Can Do, Dan. Get with it. Nice tapestry, though. Keep scrolling.
Exactly. It's called Honey Can Do. Exactly.
The brand is.
That's available at UrbanOutfitters.com. And next we have a purse that charges your phone, Mia.
Purses are good for girls or guys. Don't worry. Everybody needs a purse that can charge your phone. You know, my Papa Ed has a purse. It's actually called a Merce. It's like kind of like crossbody. He loves it.
It's not a purse. It's European.
Don't laugh at it, though. He doesn't like that.
This is available at katiespade.com.
Kate Spade, get it right. Well, obviously, we know he's not shopping at Kate Spade.
Why would I? I'm a dude.
Yeah, but you know.
I shop at Dick's Sporting Goods. Thank you very much.
Oh, he didn't even know where he shopped. He had a pause. He's like, what's a dude store?
No.
What can make me sound really masculine?
No, because Dick's Sporting Goods is a terrible name. Okay.
I like Dick's Sporting Goods. I don't know what you're talking about.
And 21, the very best gift of them all. Pay my tuition.
Oh, definitely. That's a great gift.
That's available wherever rich parents are sold.
They're not. I wish. They'd be pretty expensive to buy, though.
What's available right now is Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Very true.
Throwing it back.
I with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas. Great song right there.
Woohoo!
Now we move on to Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Hey, you're a poet and didn't know it.
I guess so.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Bum.
Great song.
It really is. It's definitely one of my favorites. Dan, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I, at this present moment, don't. I would have to say probably the Elvis Presley White Christmas or the John Lennon version of Happy Christmas.
Oh, nice. How come you didn't put the Elvis one on here? What are you doing? You slacking?
I don't think it's available on Spotify.
Really? Yeah. Dang it, Spotify, get it together. First you take away Taylor Swift, now Elvis isn't on there? King of Rock?
Let's be clear. Taylor Swift took away Taylor
Swift. I know. She took
herself
away.
And Adele took away Adele.
Adele's off there too?
Adele's not on Apple Music or Spotify. Well, her new album.
Well, that's why I'm hanging at Pandora right now, so it's a lot easier. I think my favorite Christmas song would probably be The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Oh, I see what you did there. If you were trying to feed that to me, I missed it. So.
No, I wasn't throwing you a bone. I knew you wouldn't catch it anyways. Your aim's kind of off. Did you just really woof on
yes,
the
I
air?
Did.
That was weird. Scratch Chestnuts that from your memories. Roasting. This is the
it
Christmas
up on fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song.
Woohoo! I love me some Christmas. But I love all the holidays, so don't worry, I'm
right,
not discriminating.
We're not discriminatory towards the holidays.
Oh, definitely, and we're a non, denominational radio station. We don't, we're just holiday filled.
This next one is a classic, and I don't care what holiday you celebrate, it's a classic. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, Dan doesn't care what holiday you celebrate because he doesn't care about you, so.
That's true.
He's so nice.
I care about me and myself.
No, you gotta care about our viewers. I love our viewers.
Okay, yes,
Simon. All two of you. Just kidding.
And I'm kidding, of course. I love whoever listens to
I
this
really
show.
I really hope so, because that would have been really salty this holiday season.
Alvin! I'm just a humbug.
Christmas time is here.
I apologize for the earlier karaoke. That was.
Yeah, I apologize for that too. On behalf of your ears and your souls, I'm very sorry.
Oh, Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! That's enough. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Alvin and the Chipmunk song. I'm really surprised they never got their hula hoop.
I want a hula hoop. I remember I had to sing that song for like chorus in the 7th or 8th grade. It was awful.
In the chipmunk voice? Because that would just be terrible.
No, oh, thankfully not. But we all sound like we had chipmunk voices because we were all going like through puberty at that time. Ha ha ha. Get it. But anyways. So our next segment we're going to talk about is 10 life-changing things to try in December. The BuzzFeed Life Editors, which we got this from BuzzFeed, a lot of which we get things from. BuzzFeed's great.
Not a sponsor.
No, but it's great to find information. You find it on Facebook, anywhere. Anyways, the editors are always looking to try new products, apps, tips, and DIY projects, and they decided it was time to start sharing the best of them. Each month, they post their recommendations for it's actually worth it. Let us know comments of what sorts of things you'd like us to review for next month on behalf of BuzzFeed. So anyways, things they bought. They have HDTV for Sherwin-Williams, painting gloves for $4.29. So I guess they're pretty good. I realized that I needed to start wearing rubber gloves when spray painting. So whenever I was painting, I'd grab whatever gloves I could find. They technically weren't good for the skin. So I swatted these gloves at Sherwin-Williams and impulse bought them. My spray paint life has never been the same. So check them out. They're thick enough to protect your skin, but thin enough that you're still getting a good range of motion when you're wearing them. They are softer inside than most work gloves, and the way they're constructed at the wrist helps them stay in place when you're working.
This has turned into QVC.
So, Rachel W. Miller. Thank you, Rachel, for your gloves that nobody will buy because who's painting in college? Just kidding. We all have painting projects sometimes.
No, you can't paint the dorms. So.
Well, I mean, you know, engineering students and art students, they have painting projects sometimes.
Like me. So.
Yeah. Aren't you like a art major?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What are you going to get a job in? Are you going to get a job?
Yeah. I'm not just going to stand under the Roberto Clemente Bridge with a can of quarters.
You look like you stand under the Roberto. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Your next show will be just me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. And then it'll be the sad, lonely show.
Okay. Move on.
Anyways, the Sunrise Calendar app, it's free. They didn't think they were a calendar person until a few months ago. And this app allows you to sync all kinds of calendars like Google and Facebook into one place, and you could access them offline, underground, when you're in the subway, running 20 minutes late to a party whose address you can't remember. Dan, totally you.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah.
You can keep track of your work, projects, your contacts' birthdays, anything. So she really loved that. All right, the next one we have is definitely for Dan, a bra converter strap.
Okay,
just
no.
Just kidding. It's for girls. But anyway, so it's $14. Tis the season for holiday parties. Tis the season to burn every dress with a low back. So ladies, this is actually great for you. Strap hooked onto my bra clasps. Not mine. But anyways, this person.
TMI.
And yeah. Practically doubled the length after they extended it. So pretty much it helps you when you wear a low-cut dress, and it just clips in pretty easily.
That'll also work if you're Kramer and you have bro or the man's ear, whichever one they decided to call it. So just a heads up.
It doesn't tell you where you could buy it, though, which is pretty sad. But
Google
anyways,
it.
Yeah, so just Google the link on BuzzFeed if you want it. We'll post it on our page. Anyway, also for girls or for guys, you know, because makeup's pretty much for anyone, they have the Maybelline New York The Nudes palette for $9.99. It'll give the Urban Decay palette run for their money. If you're not sure, Urban Decay has a nudes palette with nude eyeshadow colors that are very easy to blend. They work really well, so it's pretty great. And the color looks great from the photo. It actually looks a little bit better than Urban Decay's. So it'll give it a run for their money. I mean, for $10. Sugar cranberries, this is good for anyone. The benefits of the preparation, they taste so much better than regular cranberries, and they're so pretty. So you could put it in a cocktail, you could put it in a syrup, anything. It's actually a homemade thing you can make. So you can make a batch of simple syrup to cover the cranberries, soak the cranberries in the syrup, drain the cranberries, and spread it on a cookie sheet to let them dry. Ooh, Dan, you might like this one. What is it?
Lasagna soup.
Ooh, that sounds actually a little bit interesting. It looks pretty good.
It looks interesting, but I'm not sure.
Oh, jeez, he doesn't sound too enthusiastic.
It's a little more labored. Okay, multiple. I'm just trying to read. I'm just trying to skim through and see if anything. The pasta absorbs the soup and turns from soup into something chunky and casserole-like. Mm. Well, that changes everything.
There you go. It sounds delightful.
Rachel W. Miller, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you again, Rachel. Anyways, a new trick they learn is how to break in new shoes. Cleaning squash with a grapefruit spoon for your squash needs. I know, these aren't very good. This is the Vino app, and it helps you with buying wine. Tile app helps you to find your keys. So just check these out. BuzzFeed, thank you for 10 things that you think we need in our life this December, but I don't know about you, Dan. I don't think I need any of those in my life.
I don't need that either.
Yeah. Oh, well, Dan sounds so enthusiastic. I might need the lasagna soup. That sounds actually pretty good. I'm a foodie, so anything with food is pretty great.
So we're going to take another break, and we will be right back.
Woohoo!
Pizza da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza da Casa. From our da Casa to your da Casa. Fresh and delicious. Pizza da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU.
All right, every time I hear the Pizza da Casa ad, which they just keep wanting to plug their pizza, so, you know.
I love pizza. You can get that. Get the pizza pouch. You'll be set for finals.
And the pizza plank, trademark.
Speaking of finals and this time around, I know that the History Club has set up a table outside of Romo's at night, I think from 6 to 9, so you could take your extra Freedom Card money, since it's the season of giving, and buy some food and donate to the food bank. I know Megan is one of the girls that's doing it. She has a Facebook page devoted to it and has a list of the products that she would like, you know, you guys to give and she can accept. So definitely check that out and look for it. It really is a season of giving. If you're not giving here, I definitely encourage it outside, you know, of school. Because there's lots of great charities and lots of people in need this holiday season.
That's
so.
Definitely a better use of the rest of your meal plan money than just buying ramen in bulk.
Yeah, so. Definitely. I mean, don't, like, screw around with it. Like, I feel like that's, you know, something really good to donate. I know I'm going to donate. They're set up until next Tuesday. So, you know, think about it. You know, you might have an extra, like, $20. And for one family, that can go so much farther than you think. A lot more than you just buying, like, 10 packs of chocolate, you know, for your college desires.
Hey, Mia, you need to help me.
Why, Dan?
Because my grandmother just got run over by a reindeer.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I know.
Elmo and Patsy could help you, though.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home.
All that dang eggnog.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back, please.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Elmo and Patsy, that was Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer.
Such a shame.
This next song is actually funny. At work, I work in the phone-a-thon office, and every once in a while, we do like Pictionary, and we have to make up words, you know, to try to draw for a category. And we actually did this song. So, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And it was funny because nobody was about to get it until this one kid goes, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then he goes, that's my favorite Christmas song. So shout out to you. And that was hilarious. So this is a great song.
The original version, not the one not one of the 1 million covers.
Oh no,
take
hers
it away,
is
Mariah.
The best.
Come to you. All I want for Christmas is you.
What a nice song if you got a special someone.
And if you don't, like me, then oh well.
Oh, that's okay. I love myself.
Wow. Well, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else, so...
Very, very true, you know? In this season, self-love is so important. And also, you know, like I said, just donating and, you know, really helping out others. Super, super important. But, you know, talking about that and others, since Two Broke College Students isn't a radio station that associates with any particular religion or anything like that, we like to consider all of them. So we're going to play a Hanukkah song by our favorite Glee cast, Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah.
First day of Hanukkah, December 9th.
Yes.
Of days long ago, one for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sip all the knit to play with the lock, kiss to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning. Each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Of days long ago. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Oh Hanukkah, Oh Hanukkah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, you know, good song, and I wouldn't even known that if I, you know, didn't do the
Did
radio
station.
Did you
enjoy that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What?
What's next?
Jeez, Dan, you sound so snappy. It's like, did you enjoy that? Like, obviously, Dan.
Apparently, the joke went right over your head.
Oh, it did. Yeah. I guess so. Anyway, again, we, you know, like to celebrate every holiday this season. There are tons. There's Chinese New Year. There's New Year. There's all kinds of different holidays.
There's my birthday.
Yeah, there is Dan's birthday, but you know, that's in like how many days? Like 20 something.
27.
Yeah, see, he's a little early. He gets a little excited, you know. That's okay. You know, happy early birthday, Dan,
Thank
from
you.
All of us here at RMU Radio.
Which is like you, right?
Yeah, right now it's just me, okay. But on behalf of everybody, happy birthday.
Also, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Happy Kwanzaa, Kamal Amani.
Have no fear, as we come into the winter solstice and the new year. We erase negative karma and shed old skin. It's time for prayer, affirmations, and soul reunions. Reunions of love. Reunions of the first principle of Kwanzaa, Umoja, unity, so that we could rebuild our communities.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Two, Coochie Chagalia. We need self-determination and to realize that we are a nation within a nation. Three, Ujima, collective work and responsibility as we focus on the whole and not individuality. Four, Ujama, cooperative economics. The Honorable Marcus Messiah
Garvey
told you that.
Okay, you know, I looked on Spotify, and it's actually not that bad. It's very empowering.
Mia.
Oh, it just said my name.
Refocusing on
it said Mia. Did you not hear that?
This is your theme song now.
Six.
Happy Kwanzaa. It's so empowering. It's like kind of soul, you know?
I think it's time to Jingle Bell Rock. What do you say?
I guess so.
Bobby Helms.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle.
An instant classic for you, everyone. We threw in some modern, we threw in some classic, and if you know this song, you probably know it's been in Mean Girls.
And we threw in that weird Kwanzaa song, too.
Okay, you know, it's nice to honor every holiday.
I don't know if that was honoring it.
I didn't.
But that'll do it for us.
I guess so, yeah.
This Thursday.
This Thursday, right before finals week. Hopefully this de-stressed you a little bit. It stressed me out a little more. But anyways,
so rude.
Have a great finals week, everyone. Good luck. You know, don't get too stressed out. There are so many things going on. There's an almost midnight breakfast on Tuesday, I think. There's a study session that day at Salem. There's something on Monday. Like, there's lots of things going on campus with snacks and food and fun. So don't make studying too stressful.
All right. As we end on Jingle Bell Rock, I say, as always, be your colonial best, and we will see you possibly
next week. If you find us on the air, you find us on the air, but, you know, if not, we'll let you know. Thank you so much for always listening. Have a great week.